Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello, my friend, and welcome back to the podcast. It's me, the host of the show, and your friend, Julianne. And for today's podcast episode, I want to talk about one of our favorite topics to talk about on this podcast on Journey with Julianne, love. We're almost at the end of the year, and so much has happened, and I'm well aware that I have been absent for a while here on the podcast. But if you follow me on TikTok and Instagram, you would know that I've been so, so busy. And something that I actually did not share on any of my social media platforms, and I never do share anything personal about myself anyway, my dating life, my love life. But of course, I share with you all here on the podcast and on my social media platforms what I learn about love on this journey called life. And today, as I reflect on my Spotify Wrapped results for my personal Spotify account and for the podcast Journey with Julianne, I also want to provide a little bit of a reflection on what happened this year, what we've learned so far, and what we have to look forward to in life. I want to share this quote with you that really puts love into perspective. There is no more precious a privilege than to be loved without reserve or judgment. To look deeply into your partner's eyes and see that, despite your many, many flaws and faults, you are cherished precisely as you are. Once you have known a love like that in your life, it stays with you forever. I think it is such a privilege to love and be loved, truly, for who you are. And honestly, I've experienced it a few times in my life romantically. And of course, in terms of family, I'm very grateful to have people who accept me as I am. Now, let's go back to the fact that you have loved and you have been loved. I have loved and I have been loved. And maybe we're both thinking about people that we loved from our past who are no longer a part of our lives because things didn't work out, whether that's a relationship or a friendship or whatever it might be. I think a really healthy mindset to have is that, you know what, at least it happened. At least I had the chance to love them and they had a chance to love me. At least nagmahalan kami, di ba? In Filipino terms, at least nakilala ako ng isang tao at talagang nakita niya ako at talagang minahal niya ako. At siya naman, nakita ko talaga siya. Nakilala ko talaga yung tunay na siya. Nakita ko yung mga pagkakamali niya, pero minahal ko pa rin siya. And nakita niya pa rin yung mga pagkakamali ko, yung mga bagay na hindi ko gusto sa sarili ko. Pero minahal pa rin niya ako. And I think that when we look at love through that lens of gratitude, it's easier to digest the memories. Alam mo yun? Whenever you randomly remember things, for example, you pass by a restaurant, and you remember that you had a date there, or you remember that you went there with a specific person or something happened there, at least you would look back on it with gratitude. And that's something that I've been learning throughout these years, whenever it came to relationships, friendships, whatever it might be. Not every relationship and friendship is long-term and lasts, especially relationships. That's why love is a risk, right? But I think it's a risk that we should all be willing to take. Of course, use your head, not just your heart. Use both and proceed with caution, but live in the moment. Make it a memory that you'll be grateful for. Which leads me to my Spotify Wrapped results. I want to talk about first, my top artist is Kanye West. And I know that a lot of people wouldn't know this, but I love Kanye's music. And I think that it's helped me in a difficult time in my life when I was a little younger, like when I was in college. It really helped empower me. And I specifically like his gospel albums. So the Jesus is King album and the Donda album. But my top song, and I know there are bad words in the lyrics of this, it's Runaway by Kanye West. I memorized majority of it verbatim, you know, because it's just so empowering. Not the best message out there, but the other top songs that I have for my Spotify Wrapped by Kanye West is American Boy. What else is it? It is Runaway, Heaven and Hell by Kanye West, which honestly talks about Jesus and the existence of heaven and hell. And it's a great workout and good morning song. And also, I'm pretty sure, wait, let me double check real quick. It is Selah by Kanye West from the Jesus is King album. And then we also have one song by Avicii, which is I Could Be the One. These are all really great workout songs. I realized that I worked out a lot this year because those are all really good workout songs. And I always play music whenever I work out. It's something that really helps push me to work hard while working out. Those are my top songs. As you can notice, they're very powerful songs. And I listen to other genres of music, but I think that what we consume, we become, and those are very empowering for me personally. And the song Selah and also Heaven and Hell by Kanye West specifically pushes me to deepen my faith in the Lord God, honestly, even though it's very intense music. And then, you know, Runaway has some bad words in the lyrics, but I like how empowering it is. And then also American Boy, one of the people that I went out with this year looked like Zac Efron. And I will no longer talk about that topic. I just want to briefly share that for those people who are going to listen to this. One of the people I went out with this year looked like Zac Efron. It was a good experience for me. I'm glad that it happened. I really am. And no worries. Like my mom and dad know this. And I showed the picture. Like it was never on my bucket list, but if it was, check. Anyway. And then I Could Be the One by Avicii is just so, so good. It's an EDM song. And I'm really into that, especially while doing sit-ups. And for my podcast Wrapped results, we went worldwide. Of course, my main audience is in the Philippines. And then the second is Czech Republic, which is very interesting, and other places. And I'm so, so grateful to have you guys listen to me and have you guys as part of this journey. It really is quite the ride. For some people, you guys have been here for 3 years now, right? You've been listening to me for 3 whole years. That is commitment. That is dedication. And that is just appreciation. I'm so, so thankful for you for being a part of this journey called life. With all of that said, honestly, I just want to say that I miss doing this podcast. And I did a motivational speech today. For some teachers, I did a workshop about grit and resiliency and how to keep going. And the gist of that, honestly, is that you have a purpose. You, my friend, have what it takes to get out of this well that you might be in this negative emotion, negative thought pattern. Because if I can do it, you can too. Your presence has purpose. There's a reason why you're still here. The Lord God is always with us. Remember that, my friend. Please do share this podcast episode with your family, friends, people who you think need to hear this, and tag me on Instagram story. I'll talk to you on the next podcast episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.